Mr. Howard, are fewer people calling CAA looking to book trips, given what's going on with coronavirus, COVID-19?
No. At this point, we're still getting these regular amount of inquiries and planning and booking, so not really any changes at all that are noticeable. We do have a lot of people asking questions about it, but more just curiosity than anything else.
It's interesting, though, given what's gone on with folks on cruise ships. Now, it is in Japan, albeit, that folks aren't a little more concerned about it. Are you surprised by that?
No, you know, there's so many options in the world. And, you know, this is one cruise ship out of thousands and fleets around the world. And, you know, so, you know, a lot of people are avoiding China, obviously. And the cruise lines and airlines are being pretty good about who they're allowing on their vessels or aircraft. So, you know, I think if you wanted to take a cruise, you'd go to Alaska or the Mediterranean or the Caribbean. There's so many choices. But, you know, generally, I think people are avoiding China for sure. Otherwise, it's business as usual.
But you say they are asking questions of your agents. What kinds of things are they asking about? What concerns are they expressing?
Well, you know, they're wondering about things like, you know, what if, you know, something happened in Cuba, or what if something happened in Alaska in terms of outbreaks. And so it's more of a curiosity of what can I do to be prepared for that.
And what are your agents saying? What are you telling folks what they should do?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. Yeah, obviously, we're keeping a close eye on developments and travel advisories from the Government of Canada. We should always follow those, and we do it on a daily basis. But also, we talk to them very carefully about insurance. And, you know, travel insurance is important no matter what. You always should have travel insurance, and that's for medical, but also trip cancellation. So if you decide the last minute, I just don't feel good about this, then you can have cancellation insurance that will protect you.
And in light of what's gone on over the last little while, the last month or so, have people been availing of that, canceling trips at all? Have you had an uptick in that?
And nothing related to this. You know, they might have a last-minute medical issue or family issue, but that's normal. But we have very few cancellations, probably 1% on any given year. So we haven't seen any change in that.
Are you surprised by that, given the amount of media coverage and concerns that have been raised globally with regards to COVID-19, coronavirus?
You know, this is obviously a big issue, and especially in China, but around the world. And I think the officials, World Health Organization, and the Chinese government have handled it well, as are every country in the world. Not too surprised with this. This is, you know, a virus like many others, and everyone will, including the operators and airlines and cruise lines and so on, will take every precaution that they do, as they normally would with any kind of virus.
Mr. Howard, thanks for your time today, sir, and your insights. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Have a great day.